Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, Jake Gensel, the big winner today. He is headed to Tampa Bay on a seven-year, $9 million a year contract, which is something the Penguins could have done had they not went willy-nilly in free agency and trades last year when they brought Carlson, Graves, and brought Jari back. They could have kept Jake Gensel, but they went out and got the Norris Trophy winner and wanted to keep their goalie and
wanted to add a crappy defenseman.
Yeah.
It was very important to Kyle Dubas to sign somebody completely.
That part sucks. I mean, I'm reading Joey Wright
out of his depth.
I'm reading Joey Wright. They're very eager to find Sid a left wing. You had one. You probably had the best left wing he ever played with. With apologies to Chris Kunitz.
And now they need to find somebody who...
They signed Anthony Beauvillier.
They're trying to recreate Jake Gensel in the aggregate with all terrible players.
Was it Moneyball?
Mm-hmm. We can't get Gensel. What we need to do is recreate him in the aggregate. So let's get Happy Gilmore's caddy from that movie and Anthony Beauvillier.
And who's the... Is it Beavis or Butthead that looks like Gensel?
Definitely Beavis. Butthead was the blonde one.
You never watched it because you didn't have MTV as a kid.
That was like verboten. The one time I remember going to like a Pirates game at Three Rivers, like my buddy got somehow, like his dad had a luxury box for the game. It was like a big deal. Like they won it. And most of the kids didn't care about the game, just that the TV in the luxury box had Beavis and Butthead on. And that's what most of us did.
Donnie, you ever see Beavis and Butthead?
I've seen a few episodes here and there.
Not great.
It was a moment in time.
You had to be there.
Yeah, it was definitely Beavis and Butthead was definitely a moment in time.
Didn't
in the
they
90s.
Like bring it back too?
I believe that they did. If they were gonna shoot live action Beavis and Butthead, I mean Gensel would have to be on the short list casting call.
I grew up in the time of Bullwinkle.
Yes, we grew up in the time of Beavis.
The time
and Butthead.
Of Beavis. Mike Me, Florio. I grew up in the time of Butthead. What was that movie? Love in a Time of Cholera. You ever heard that one?
No.
Javier Bardem? It was like an award winner. Love in the Time of Beavis.
Gensel, two things, two offseason decisions that doomed his fate here. Re-upping Malkin and Letang and not cutting ties with the Stanley Cup champions in their 30s. And what I described, Kyle Dubas wanting to put his fingerprints on this team. I could even add a third one, which was them deciding that they wanted to keep both Brian Rust and Ricard Raquel in the long term. Because that's not... Gensel's $9 million, but those guys are more than $5 million a pop.
I mean, I think Rust is a really good hockey player. I think Raquel is a good hockey player when he's healthy. But combined, is that a better use of essentially what, $10 million bucks than Gensel?
You're not
at
supposed to lose your best players when they're in their 20s in hockey.
Even their very late 20s?
Yeah. I think it's structured in a way where no one makes offer sheets. You don't lose your restricted free agents.
So you're not supposed to trade them that way, the way that the Penguins essentially had to.
And I get it. We got Bunting back, and I like Bunting, and Tyler Kennedy was on earlier this hour saying we need more Buntings.
Because Bunting's going to have somebody just beat the crap out of him.
I wish I had a whole team of Buntings.
Make the whole plane out of Bunting.
Yes, give me Sid and the Buntings. And there's some truth to that, because he did have a style of game that had been lacking here for a very long time.
But hold on, you know what the perfect thing to say about all this is? You mentioned one of the three things that the Penguins did that necessitated them dealing Guentzel was keeping Malkin Letang. Okay, you kept your core. What did the team that just acquired Jake Guentzel do?
They got rid of Stamkos.
Yep. They just said, you're 34.
They made a bloodless move.
You're making $8 million a year with your new team.
You are a captain in face of the Stanley Cup teams.
You were our guy.
We'd like to get younger.
But you are no longer the best player on our team. Nikita Kucherov, who is 3 years younger, and that's significant, is better than you. I know, you know, that they have a void, but guess what? Guentzel's going to fill it. And that's what that, for me, paying $1 million more per year than the guy you just let go got in free agency and paying for more term so that they'll essentially be signed to about the same time, like same age range, right? Like Stamkos till he's 38 or whatever. Guentzel will be there till he's 36. That's just smart hockey. Would it surprise you at all, even without their franchise face, if the Lightning, because they just put Guentzel on that roster, don't end up being a force again? I think it makes them a serious contender.
It might not work, but at least they tried something different, and they got younger. The Carlson trade, they gave up a lot of spare parts that nobody wanted. In that respect, it was fine to swap those guys out and to get Erik Karlsson here. But what Erik Karlsson did was the $10 million that you earmarked for him, that could have been $10 million that you earmarked for Guentzel. That's why that trade blew up in spectacular fashion, in my opinion. Because not only did you have nothing to show for it, you didn't make the playoffs last year. Karlsson had a 45-point point drop, but it also, from a dollars and cents aspect, cost you your best young player. Young in air quotes, because he's not 22.
Well, young compared to all of their best players who are all
in nursing homes and hockey years.
Yeah, they're all hockey AARP guys.
But hey, breaking news, they have re-signed Emil Bemström.
Well, I have more breaking news.
Is it better than Emil Bemström?
I think I've got you beat. They have signed forward Bakanji Emama to a 1 year deal, $775,000. He has, I believe, one goal in 15 career NHL games. He is going to be on the AHL team. Seen here wearing a Senators jersey, so that's where he comes from.
Bemstrom's the guy they got from Columbus, and we were worried whenever he would score that he would score too many times and it would cost the Penguins a better draft pick.
Correct. Oh, by the way, I have another detail on the Riley Smith. Speaking of draft picks, the fifth rounder that they're getting, remember, the second rounder is not till 2027 because the Rangers don't have one till then, so they treat seconds like Jim Rutherford treated firsts.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth rounder that the Penguins are getting, the worst of the Rangers' 2 fifth round picks that year.
Couldn't squeeze him for the better of the two?
No, they could not.
Come on, Kyle Dubas, play hardball.
It is, I will say this, I'll make this my annoying take for the rest of the 2 hours we're on the air today. This is a rebuild, no matter what they or anybody connected to them says about it. It is a rebuild. Well, I don't even know if, like, Dubas is telling people internally that it's a rebuild, but he is starting the process of trying to rebuild
that. That's better said. If it's a rebuild, it's a delayed rebuild. He wants to rebuild, but he's not allowed to really go through with it yet because he's stuck with these contracts.
Right. He's going to talk in, an hour you said he's scheduled to, right?
I think so. His head is in rebuilding, but his heart is preventing him from doing such because he doesn't want to let 87 down.
What's the meme? The guy walking with his girlfriend, looking at the other girl. It's the other girl is the rebuild, and the girl that he's walking with is the current Penguins' desires. But he's turned and he is staring right at rebuild right now. Let me ask you this about Dubas,
mm-hmm.
who you were lower on that hire than most.
Yes.
And so
I was
far,
not sold on it.
Well, so far, I think you've been proven correct that he's not some genius. He made a very bad signing with Graves. Is there any...
And Jari.
Feel bad is not the right term, but do you give the guy any extra leeway because it is very obvious he stepped into a situation? You take the job willingly if you're Dubas, and allegedly he has a ton of power. That's what Yoey writes. He has untold amounts of power.
Untold.
That's what...
Unforeseen.
I'm pretty sure that's what Yoey wrote.
It's just by coincidence that he's bringing in all these Boston guys for
right.
Mike Sullivan.
But knowing that he has his hands tied do you give him any kind of a pass for what he's trying to do or for the moves that he does make? Because it's obvious that he is, to some extent, handcuffed by the wishes of people who are more powerful than he is.
I think you can grade him on somewhat of a curve, but I don't have any empathy for him because he went into this eyes wide open and he had a chance last offseason. Last offseason was not, you know, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
It was do whatever you want to try to make us a champion again.
And he did
and he went out and
stuff.
Made those moves and pretty much all of them backfired.
Fair.
So that's why I don't really give him any kind of leniency in this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty right now, but here is the other side of it. If I told you that the Penguins were going to be this type of team over the next few years, so let's say another 3 years,
mm-hmm.
of being a bubble playoff team, but Sidney Crosby continues to play at a very high level,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're getting that, versus you can tear it down and you can get rid of the stars. You can flip Malkin, Crosby, and Letang and deals, but you have no idea. You have no clue if it's going to work or not. It is a complete mystery. The only thing you know is you are making the very hard decision to move on from those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take option A or option B?
Because
I know my opinion on it.
You'd take option
A. I'd rather watch him play.
Well, he's such a
singular. I'd rather watch him play.
He's such a singular all-time great.
And I guess I could do what Jeff did. You don't even have to buy center ice anymore because it's all on ESPN+. I guess I could fire up all of Crosby's games wherever he's playing if I really want to watch him that bad. But I want him to do it here. And if I'm a 91 or 92 point per season team, but I get to marvel at Sidney Crosby, and we say most nights, you know what? He's 38, 39, 40 years old, but he still plays like one of the 10 best players in hockey. I guess I'm okay with that, Chris.
So you're okay with them coasting into whatever comes next and not being competitive, but you get to watch him do his
thing. I'm still going to critique the moves as they come.
But in a way, they're doing what you want them to do by letting him be here.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder how many people agree with that.
And part of him being here is the fact that I have to live with Malkin and Letang, too. And I'm okay. I don't love it, but my opinion is it beats the alternative.
I think their ownership group looks at it the same way because I don't. So a thought I've always had, and this is hard, although in the NHL I think you can get away with it. There are teams that win the cup or at least go deep. You would say do not have a superstar in the NHL because of the nature of the sport, where like you can just build a really quality team and you might have some high profile players, but no like McDavid, McKinnon, Crosby types, right? Kucherov. Like, who was the best player? So what?
I guess you could say Barkov was Florida's best player.
But he's not a superstar.
No, he's not looked at as a...
He's a very good hockey player, but he is not. By no means is he a superstar, okay?
The people that know hockey say he's a superstar, but he's not a household name.
Okay.
I get what you're saying,
though.
That's
my point. How have the Penguins always been built? On a superstar.
Mario, household, Jagr,
the,
Sig,
like, not
Malkin.
Just household names, like the most household names.
Yeah.
And so I think ownership would probably agree with your stance there. We'd rather have the household name, a singular talent for his generation, matched by very few that have ever played the game, maybe by one guy currently playing it across the continent. We'd rather have him doing what he does for the next X number of years and make that trade.
Rather than
try to build a team that's just like a rock-solid four-line team. Like, basically, the Islanders. Do people here want to watch the Islanders from 5 years ago?
No, they don't.
But
I'm not even giving him that.
No, I know.
I'm saying
I know.
You get to basically wipe it clean and start over again and see where that gets you.
People, my point here, let me, finer point before Donnie goes here. Even if wiping it clean eventually got you like a very competitive, just balanced team with a lot of good but not spectacular players.
Yeah, you're saying it has to be with stars.
I don't think there's a resonance here with that.
Don, would you rather have this team where you get to watch Sidney Crosby every night? Or would you rather cut it down and see if you can build it back up as a Stanley Cup contender?
I would actually keep Crosby around. I know it sounds dumb and naive to probably say that. I
just said the dumb and naive thing then too, because that was my take on it.
But I mean, if his play would have dipped even a little bit, then I would say the other side of it. But it hasn't. Like, he is still
and even if
an
that means
player.
Keeping Malkin and Letang here through the duration of their deals, 2 more years with Malkin and 4 more years with Letang.
See, now that's the tough one. Like, that's where...
I don't think you can have one without the other, Chris.
I know.
I don't think you can have Sidney Crosby, but you're allowed to jettison Letang and Malkin. He made a blood oath with those guys to play with them.
Are sports about blood oaths between... I mean, that's the problem, though. Sports aren't about blood oaths.
I mean, we just had a kid get drafted because of who his dad is, so there is some of that.
Well, that was a complete farce. Yeah, and Gregory Campbell was the beneficiary of his dummy dad, Colin Campbell, whining about officiating with him. I mean, I guess I should say, like, yes, it is what it is. Whether I think it's right or wrong or stupid or ends up, like, hurting you in the long run doesn't matter because it happens and it's going to keep happening. And people are going to say, and maybe not even be wrong, it's like your mileage may vary, Sidney Crosby did so much for this franchise, he should be entitled to have what he wants in his last 5 to 7 years in the league. And if that is majority of that chunk is spent with Malkin till Malkin wants to retire, same deal with Letang, give him what he wants. He's earned it.
And you're pushing back on that, or you're at peace with it?
I'm at peace with it in the sense that it's obvious that it's going to happen that way. The part of me that says at some point this is supposed to be cutthroat in the real world and what you know what? I'm going to push back on it in this way. I am jealous of the Lightning because their fans still have the memories of going to and winning two in a row, going to a third and almost three-peating. And now they just got better and younger and barely more expensive than when Stamkos got somewhere else. And they probably have a real chance now to win another one with a slightly different looking team because they were willing to make a hard move. So yes, I am pushing back and I am jealous of Tampa because I think that's exactly what they did. The equivalent to, even though he was the face of that franchise, he was now at best their second best player, second best forward to Kucherov. They jettisoned their version of Malkin, on the ice-wise at least, and kept their Crosby.
Penguins living with the reality that they can't go for a cup, but they also can't completely strip it down. Where did they go wrong? 412-928-9370. Your reaction to the state of the Penguins on what is usually an exciting day where all kinds of moves get made, but we have very little. Kyle Dubas choreographed this. He said don't have high hopes. And even went on to say at the draft that if we don't make the playoffs or if we do make the playoffs by a point, that's not a good season.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.